1242 FMFEA's Reality Check. And as the wrangling and negotiating over the Eurofighter deal continues, the SPO seems to be about to break yet another election promise. They now seem ready to settle for a reduction of the order to perhaps 12 jets, instead of cancelling the whole order as they had pledged. Their argument is that this would save money. But many defence industry experts are not convinced that the savings would be that great, nor that they'd represent a long-term saving, really. Defence analyst Georg Madder told FMFEA's Elizabeth Alcock why.
All the equipment, all the computers, all the classrooms, all the terminals, all the maintenance gear, everything you need on the ground for operating these aircraft, you need a minimum of that. Because this produces flying hours, not related to how many aircraft. Of course, if you need all that, and it would be cheaper if you have more aircraft, you need a basic number of assets to safely operate these jets, which would be more cost-effective if you have more often.
It looks like the SPÖ is finally willing to compromise, but yet again, another election campaign promise has been broken. So where do they stand in the whole story again? They've obviously lost.
I'm not a political analyst. I am a technical defense journalist, but I am also an Austrian, and I am not the enemy of my own tax money. If there would be really a situation where substantial reductions in costs could be argumented for me clearly and visibly, then it would be fine. Everybody would be great if something would be come out cheaper in the end. But that's where my doubts are starting. Politicians are thinking in 4 years terms, and air forces around the world are thinking in 20 or 30 year terms. And when you have a system which is not complete, examples in the world have shown that on the long term, anything you cancel, you will buy later on more expensively. So it might be a success to show up, we have reached something, but a small success only. For me, it's interesting what will be the situation with pilots and flying hours and maintenance hours in 10 years from now. Nobody will ask for this now, but everybody should.
Defense journalist Georg Madder.